quick sound check if you would like to tell me your name and title, please.
Okay, Joe Fitzpatrick, Minister for Parliamentary Business.
Perfect, that's great. Thank you very much. So, Monday, the Cabinet arrives in Arbroath. Tell me, what can we expect?
Well, what we can expect is a speech from the First Minister, followed by the opportunity for members of the public to ask questions. We're particularly looking for questions about the referendum, but people can ask any questions about the work of the Scottish Government they want. It's such an important decision that people have in September to make. It's a real opportunity, so it's important that people have the information they need to make that choice.
As you say, it is going to be quite an important evening then for people to come along, and it's the last opportunity locals will have as well.
Yeah, we've been holding these events right across Scotland. The government's been from Bathgate, Portlethem, Irvine, Selkirk, Rutherglen, Stornoway, and as far up as Wick. And this is us now coming to Tay Territory to allow the public in Tay Territory to ask questions of the government.
Now, how important are these meetings then?
These are really important. It's a real opportunity for members of the public to ask the questions, to make sure they've got the information they need to make their choice for the important decision in September.
And it helps to make them feel part of it as well.
Yeah, this is very much a public event. The First Minister will address the audience, but then it's very much over to the audience. It's their questions that will set the agenda for the evening, and it's for them to decide what information they need to make that important decision in September.
And what do you think is going to be the hot topic then on Monday evening?
It's absolutely up to the audience and the questions that they feel they need. I think normally it's a mixture of questions about local issues, about the referendum, and we've even had some questions about space travel at one of the previous events. So it varies every time. It's always very, very exciting and always a really interesting discussion that we end up having. And there's the opportunity to have an informal chat after with individual cabinet secretaries after the formal Q&A session.
Now, you mentioned that the Cabinet has been across Scotland. Do you guys feel that people have walked away, with the information they've needed to know? Or what's the response been like from the general public at these meetings?
The feedback is always very positive. Usually the audience is a mixture of people who go in intending to vote yes, some intending to vote no, and normally a fair number who are undecided. And for everyone, I think they find it has real value and really enjoy the experience, whatever way they intend to vote.
Now, interesting you mentioned there, people who are sort of, sitting on the fence, undecided. Do you find that people then sort of walk away, those people who are undecided, walk away with their mindset up whether they vote yes or no?
I've no doubt that the more we talk about the referendum, the more people's minds move towards deciding to take this fantastic opportunity for Scotland and voting yes.
Perfect. Is there anything else you want to add?
I think the only last thing would be to say that if folk want to come along to the event in Arbroath on Monday, that they can either get tickets by phoning 0300 244 2138 or by going to the Scottish Government's referendum website, scotreferendum.com.
Perfect, that's great. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.